Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Valerie Harris, live on K-Ask Radio, a blog radio station. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. And first of all, before we even begin, thank you for joining in with us on tonight. We look forward to a great time with the Word of God. Now, we'll open up in prayer. Gracious Father, I thank you for tonight, Lord. I welcome the Holy Spirit to come on this line and take control. Lord God, hide me behind your cross, O Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you would touch our ears, that we might hear and understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, O Lord. Father, I cover each and every person under the sound of my voice. I cover their family, their children, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, I pray that you move by your Spirit and do what you do best. Do a great work in the lives of your children. And Father, if there's anyone lost, Father, we just come into agreement that after tonight that they will be found, that they will find their way into the loving arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I come tonight with a word that God dropped in my spirit. It's a sober word that will bring us together and cause us to meditate and ponder and think upon the things of the Lord. We're living in such a time where darkness is really covering the earth, and we can see that with our natural eyes. And the reading tonight comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, 17 through the 25th verse. And it reads, "For the flesh lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word. I shall emphasize, as I read those scriptures, of the sins of the flesh, that the verse 22 says, I'm sorry, that verse 21 says, "As I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." God wants us to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Of course, you know, we make mistakes, and sometimes we fall into sin, and we have iniquities in our life, and our advocate told us that if we would confess our sins, that he's faithful and he's just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That speaks of our relationship with the Father. See, Jesus came for this reason. He came to seek and save that which is lost. And to get right down to the point, is God is speaking to the church. To where we are right now and what's going on in the Spirit. The church, as we know it, is already under persecution. The book of Revelation speaks of the persecuted church, but we're being persecuted right now. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers in high places. And if we look around, the very place that we go to worship, the assembly of the saints in our homes, in our lives, the ones who God has called out of darkness and brought into his marvelous light is under persecution. God said to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And many times we are so comfortable in our Christianity, so comfortable in our life, and sometimes thinking that we're okay. Because we know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. But he also tells us to be, that if any of us lack wisdom, to come to him and ask him. And he wants his church to be the barometer that sets the pace for the rest of the world. He said, the greater work shall we do than he did. And there's an expectation from God, a mandate upon our lives to be watchful and to know what's going on in our world. When I was meditating, just waiting for God to tell me what's on his heart, over the past week, I've been watching this program on TV, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, God, this is so wicked. And the reason why I had to watch this program was because my granddaughter was watching this program. And then he alerted me, you need to know what's going on and what they are watching. If we take the blinders off of our eyes and begin to pay attention to what's going on, everything that's set up right now is to destroy a generation. The children that we love, the children that we care for. There are many of those who are lost coming up. Because they don't feel love. We have babies having babies that don't know how to be parents. And they too are lost. So how can they raise them and discipline them when their lives are all out of control? We have television babysitting our children. We have games babysitting our children. This technology that's coming forth to entertain them is demonic, it's full of witchcraft, it's enticing, and it's designed by the devil to entrap and enslave our young people. Many of them are having tormenting dreams. And then we wonder, why are our children dying? We wonder what is going on in the mind of these young people that would drive them to the brink of insanity, that would cause them to go into schools and shoot up their classmates and their teachers. What will cause them to join affiliations or gangs that would rob, steal, do drugs, have immorality in their life, and they think that it's okay? This program that I was watching on television was full of incest and full of sexual activity within a home where they had two women who were married that were raising and fostering other children, children who were hurting, children who were abandoned, children who had suffered persecution and abuse. And they took them in to love them and to nurture them. And they were pillars of the community. But the spirit of their life began to affect those young children. Everyone in that house that was being raised were in immorality, having sexual advances or being called up and sexual immorality, and none of them were 18 years or older, and their parents allowed it, these women who were raising them up, because it's the thing to do now, that if your children think they're gay, then it's okay, and the church is being persecuted. We're living in a time now that you can't say what thus says the Lord in the house of God. Because if you do, then somebody feels like their rights are being challenged. When God says that he created us, male and female, and he blessed the family, the man and the woman, and he told them to be fruitful and to multiply.
Daughter,
you can't multiply without a seed. Not a natural way. Now we've gone to creating babies and test tubes.
I need your help concerning getting me a copy of the marriage license for Willie B. Hunter and Maury L. Hunter. Can you hear me from you?
And Pastor Hunter, I can hear you talking. So you're not muted out. But at any rate, and don't get me wrong, because I'm not accusing anyone. This is not a persecution against anybody. But this is relating to the warfare that we're in that is spiritual. I noticed that children are beginning to stay up at night. They're watching TV at night. They have cartoons at night that are demonic. All these things that would draw their attention. They play games at night. They talk to their friends at night. And they can't sleep. I may not be talking about your kids. I'm talking about the ones that I notice that are around me. And God is waking us up. He wants us to wake up and see what time it is. They awake in the hours of darkness when demons and witches are brewing curses against the children of God, who are speaking words against our families and against our children and luring our children into things that they can't handle. They don't know how to wage war against the enemy. They don't even know that there is an enemy. They don't understand it. There was this young lady in our church a couple of weeks ago, and the pastor asked her a question, and he said, "What do you remember about something in your life?" And she began to weep. And she said, "I remember every morning my mother would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, prostrate herself on the floor, and begin to talk to God." How many of our children or our grandchildren or children in our neighborhoods and in our community, how many can say that they see their parents rising up early to talk to God, to pray for their children, to pray for generations of children, to cover their families, and to pray and stand in the gap on behalf of others? How many? There are some. I'm not saying that they're not. But it used to be a thing that was common among our community. And now it's become a lost art because we're so busy. And the church is asleep while our children are awake in the dark, being exposed to demonic forces and demonic activity that's coming into our homes. It's time to wake up. Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. But we're not without hope. The scriptures tells us of a time when the disciples of God, Jesus' disciples, went to him and said, "Would you tell us of the sign of when you're coming back?" And it's written in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And starting with the first verse, I'm going to read this, the fourth verse. "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
We're already in that time. These things are already taking place. Nations are rising up against nations, and we're constantly on the brink of war. You see it in the news right now when nations are coming against one another. We see the famines, and we see the pestilences, and we see the earthquakes in diverse places. And then it says that we should be afflicted, and people shall die for the sake of the gospel. There are evil men controlled by demons, demonic influences that can walk into a church right now. Our churches are burning. And people are dying, coming together to worship God. And in the house of God, how people will come in and desecrate the grounds that we call holy, killing children, men and women who love God. This is happening right before our eyes. But greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. And Jesus prayed and said, I pray that they would be one, Lord. Father, may they be one as you and I are one. There's an army of God that God has called out of darkness into the light and given us the commandment to go into the world and teach men and make disciples of men. And we cannot sleep. We have to work while it's day because the night is sure to come and it's already here. And it says that as the darkness began to cover the earth, that those who are lost will begin to come to our light looking for the answer. We can pass down a corner or a street and see three or four churches on the corners, and they're empty because he's going to come and judge us first. We have to get back to what he wants the church to be, what Christ wants the church to be, a place of refuge, a place of hope, a place where the service can be interrupted, where he leaves the 99 and go after the one that's lost. We have to be about the Father's business, and we have to be watchful, and we have to pray without ceasing, and we have to guard the lives of the generation that's coming after us. Their lives are precious, but they're lost. And it's going to have to take action from us who know, who have relationship with God, who have a heart and a desire to please and glorify him. We have to live a life before others that they may see our good works that will glorify our Father in heaven. And those lists of fleshly sins, we cannot take part of that. We have to stand so that the Spirit of the living God can work through us to reach others. We need to come together as a body. We need to train up our children the way they should go.
when we see them in error, we can't be afraid to back down and correct them and let them know that this is not how a child of God should act. This is not the road that you should walk down. We have to love them. We have to teach them God's way. And they have to see us living a life before them. If we're not living it, they're not going to respect us. If they see us doing it, then they're going to feel like it's okay for them to do it. But God is a gracious God. He truly is. But he never takes away our choice. Never takes away the choice that we made. So if we find ourselves lost, we can't blame it on God. He already said not to even be afraid of death, because if we endure to the end, we shall be saved. Gracious Father, I thank you for the word. I pray, Lord God, that you would open our eyes, that we would see the times that we live in. And Father, that if we've been asleep on our jobs, I pray that you would wake us up. I pray, Lord God, that you will fill us afresh with your spirit, with your fire, with your instruction, with passion and desire, Lord God, to run this race with patience, that we might endure to the end. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would give us strategies and answers and that you would lead us, God, because we can't do it. But, God, if we follow your instructions, if we allow your spirit to take control, Lord God, we know that we have the victory. It's already written, Lord God, that you're going to take care of it. But, God, it is your desire that none would perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I lift up the generation of babies, Lord God, young men and young women, Lord God, who find themselves lost and not knowing which way to go, Lord God. We bind the spirit of insanity, Lord God, that has come against a generation, Lord God. We take authority, Lord God, over murders and thievery and drugs, Lord God, and incest, Lord God. We take authority over it right now by the power of your name, Jesus. We cast down vain imaginations, Lord God, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we pray that you would move upon this generation, move upon these young people and set them free, loose them from the bands, Lord God, of wickedness and evilness, Lord God, and bring them back into the fold. Lord God, I cry out, Lord God, for the intercessors, Lord God. I cry out for those, Lord God, who you have placed in the field. I cry out, Lord God, that you would raise up, Lord God, and expose the truth to your people. Oh, God, I pray that we move in sound judgment and we move in love, not that we would judge, Lord God, the person, because you love your people. You love your creation. But, Lord, may we rise up and judge righteousness. May we bring back a moral barometer, Lord God, that the church would set the pace, Lord God, that we are the answer, Lord God, of hope that you have placed in the earth, Lord God, to draw men and women back to you. Father, I cover families, Lord God, everywhere. I speak of the broken homes, Lord God, and those who are disheveled, Lord God, and have lost hope, Father. Father, I pray, Lord God, for them, that, Lord, even by your spirit, Lord God, that you send an answer. You are God of hope, a God of mercy, Lord God, a God of long-suffering, a God of love. And, Lord God, I pray that you use us as instruments of your peace, Lord God, to bring about a change. That we, oh Lord God, the army of God, the children of God, that we lift up the banner of Jesus
and not be afraid, Lord God, to tell the truth, not to be afraid to even die, Lord God, for what we believe, Lord. But, Lord, teach us, Lord, how to move and operate in the spirit of love that would draw men back to you, Lord. For it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. I pray, Lord God, for a fresh baptism of your spirit, of your fire. If we've lost our desire, God, restore it. If we're walking in little faith, Lord God, increase it. Lord God, order our steps and watch over us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And Father, lift up your name, O God. Jesus, you said that if you be lifted up from the earth, that you would draw all men unto you. Lord God, I thank you. I pray that none would be offended, O God. But Father, I pray that they would hear my heart and hear the words that you've placed in my heart, a cry out, Lord God, for us to wake up and to be about your business, O Lord, to advance the kingdom, to save the lost, to heal the sick, to bring deliverance, Lord God, sight to the blind, O Lord. I pray, Lord God, today, Father, that we will be quick to respond to your cry, to your voice, Lord. And Father, I give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. This God we serve is an awesome God. Amen. Woo. Teacher?
Yes,
God,
sir.
God used you. He took you down into the place. A lot of people could... If they were listening, they heard what you were singing. But can we open up the line so can we talk?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm on the line. I got a person with a 7908. Is that it? Just their phone number. Can we talk? Hello? Hello? Are you there? The line is open. Can we talk to you, ma'am?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
You got a question, a statement, I'm going to give God a praise report, or what?
No, I thank God for the message. The Holy Spirit is convicting hearts, so that we will know how to bring up our children and our grandchildren in the way of the Lord. Because the Word of God says, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So may the good Lord protect us and our children from evil peer groups and from gangsters. May we stay focused in His Word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, one
amen,
of the things,
amen.
One of the things I will say, when you went out to the book, of Galatians, I kind of knew why God was putting you there in the midst of the big fire. And when He put you in the midst of the fire, He allowed you to open up with nothing but truth. And there are a lot of people don't understand what we're going through right now. Lucifer is alive and he's in this world right now operating. Amen. And there were a lot of people on the line, but they dropped out. And so I said, well, praise God. That's all right, though. But we know our God is making a way for us to do what needs to be done.
Amen.
Amen. So, one of the things, amen, what you said, I think, LASC, the last, the L-A-W, the law. You said, when, see, there is a law and there is not a law. Help me, somebody. There is a law and then there is not a law. When you do all these things in righteousness, there is no law. When you do these things wrong, there is a law. Am I right about it? Did I say it right, somebody?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You did.
And you know, Pastor, we cannot in this hour, it's so crucial that we be not afraid to tell the truth.
Yes.
True.
Because it's the truth that's going to set men free.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth that's going to open our blinded eyes.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
And the life. No man comes to the Father
except
by me.
My God.
He set the pattern.
I set you free. You are free indeed.
Yes. And we cannot go back into bondage. He brought us out of Egypt.
Yes.
But the enemy wants to pull us back in to the place of bondage, to the place of hopelessness. But God said, who the Son set free is free indeed.
Yes. And if we open our mouths, we should allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us. We should be bold to tell the truth in season and out of season. If we allow flesh to speak through us, we will be accountable on that day. Let God be God and all men a liar.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? The line is open. Anybody else? One of the things I want to say. Hello? One of the things I will say tonight. When we are in consecration before the Lord and teaching, when we stand and start teaching, where we are consecrated ourselves to be bold before the Lord. And God.
Wait, let me open it. Okay.
I'll close that one out right quick. I know that when y'all first come on the line, sister, you heard my voice, so I ask you to forgive me. Now, I want to say this much.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I know, but still, you have to recognize when you make a mistake. And one thing I will say to all of us that are listening in, what God is doing, there are some people could care less about the word. They're not concerned because they're looking at, ain't you, can't you, won't you, don't you? Now, like you said, the church houses, you pass by them, those places just empty. I call them a sepulchre. Ain't nothing there. But a lot of people don't understand what God is doing. So I thank God tonight for what God has done through you, my sister. And I'm on. Any more questions or statements? I want prayer. Anybody want prayer? So we can move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, you can go ahead and close it out, sister. We've got about 10 minutes left. You can go ahead.
I would just say this. Is that when we stand before our true judge, and he looks at our lives and we think that we've done everything right.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that we don't be of that number where he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Oh, my God.
He looks for us to feed the hungry.
Yes.
And the way he describes it in the scriptures, he said, when I was hungry, you did not feed me.
You didn't feed me.
Anytime we serving somebody else, we're serving Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And being hungry is not just being hungry for food. If people are hungry for the word and we don't feed them the bread of life, if we don't feed them, if we don't love them, if we don't
mm-hmm.
clothe them. He
mm-hmm.
said, when I was naked, you didn't clothe me.
Yes.
And we read that scripture to just think that, there was someone who was poor that wasn't clothed.
Mm-hmm.
But naked is not just without garments. Naked is being uncovered.
Uncovered, that's it.
Well, we do not cover one another in love and with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I sought for a man who would stand in the gap and build up a hedge. And when we see those who are without God, or we see those who don't understand and we're not willing to lift them up and feed them the bread of life and clothe them with a garment.
Yes.
And lift them up and build them up and strengthen them. The things that we do to them, Christ said that we do to him.
Yes. That's right.
With
that's
a body.
Mm.
He said that you did not go into the prisons. When I was in prison, you did not visit me.
My God, my God.
And prison isn't just someone being locked up behind bars. But many people are in prison by the enemy called the devil. Imprisoned in their minds and in their thinking and in their souls.
Yes.
And God wants us free.
Yes, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
The
yes,
enemy
does.
Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And he's looking for those who would walk out this journey and be ambassadors for him, to go into the dark places and rescue the lost, for those who are weak. He wants us to be their strength.
Yes, yes. My God, my God.
Have mercy, God.
Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy. And Father, because your mercy extend beyond our understanding. And Father, this day, this time, this very moment, we said thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask that you let us be down to the fullness of your love and come up with the fullness what you have for us to do. Will you show us better your way, Father? Show us how to love those who don't know how to forgive. Show us how to help someone on this very time, Father. Yes, Father, there are men in prison right now that need to be set free. There are some walking the streets right now, don't know the way home. But the light is still shining bright. But some when I lift up their eyes to see the salvation of God. Because Lucifer still having them say, what I've got down is better. But Father, we ask you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that the Holy Spirit will move upon us and set some of the captives, set the captive free. Those you sent us to, even on the Blog Talk Radio, we know we wrecked somebody tonight. They might not want to acknowledge it, but we know we wrecked somebody tonight. And then, Father, just give us the fullness of love and kindness and obedience, and let us walk the word. Let us teach the word. Let us be the word. For your word lives in us. As you said, if I live in you and you live in me, anything you ask the Father, it shall be done. And for this, we just praise his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you till next time, sister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. God bless.
Thank you for those who have tuned in to listen. I want to say that it's not my desire to offend anyone.
No.
But my life doesn't belong to, but my life does not belong to me.
That's it.
And we have to realize that we gave our lives to him, and our flesh have to die daily.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be available
mm-hmm.
for the Spirit of God to move through us to reach the lost. So I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
And I extend my loving arms through Christ Jesus. Have a good night and be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom.